Welcome back to No Longer Conformed as we continue our look at the book of Acts. Today in this session, we'll be looking at Acts chapter 10, verses 24 to 43, the witness to the Gentiles. Acts 10, 34 and 35 reads, "Then Peter opened his mouth and said, 'In truth, I perceive that God shows no partiality. But in every nation, whoever fears him and works righteousness is accepted by him.'" God shows no partiality. He shows no favoritism. Peter and Cornelius learned that God accepted the Gentiles. God has unconditional love for us, agape love. Welcoming others is not hard, but it takes a lot of work. Spiritual love means changing attitudes, repenting of part wrongs, showing openness, treating others as Christ would, and welcoming those who we've held at arm's length in our lives. God gave the centurion Cornelius a vision indicating that he had more for him to experience. God gave the apostle Peter a vision teaching that his plan includes more than the Jews. So Cornelius sent for Peter, and a prejudiced Jew went to see a Gentile. First of all, consider the meeting. Look at verses 24 down to verse 33. "And the following day they entered Caesarea. Now Cornelius was waiting for them and had called together his relatives and close friends. As Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshipped him. But Peter lifted him up, saying, 'Stand up, I myself am also a man.' And as he talked with him, he went in and found many who had come together. Then he said to them, 'You know how unlawful it is for a Jewish man to keep company with or go to one of another nation. But God has shown me that I should not call any man common or unclean. Therefore I came without objection as soon as I was sent for. I asked them, For what reason have you sent for me? So Cornelius said, 4 days ago I was fasting until this hour. And at the ninth hour I prayed in my house, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing and said, Cornelius, your prayer has been heard, and your alms are remembered in the sight of God. Send therefore to Joppa and call Simon here, whose surname is Peter. He is lodging in the house of Simon, a tanner by the sea. When he comes, he will speak to you. So I sent to you immediately, and you have done well to come. Now, therefore, we are all present before God to hear all the things commanded you by God." Cornelius was waiting for them and had called together his relatives and his close friends. I mean, there was excitement to share the good news with others. It'll be a public event. It won't be just a one-on-one witness between Peter and Cornelius. Cornelius said, "This man's coming, he's going to share what God has to say, and I want everybody to hear it, everybody in my home and all of my friends, all my neighbors. I want everybody to know. I want this to be more than just something for me." Peter told the centurion, "God has shown me that I should not call any man common or unclean." The apostle, he still had no idea at that moment. Peter still had no idea that a Gentile would soon become a Christian brother. The emphasis in these verses is on the need to follow the Spirit's lead. Peter didn't know why he was there, but he learned to obey first and understand later. "I came without objection as soon as I was sent for." Verse 33 is the bottom line for Cornelius. "So I sent to you immediately, and you have done well to come. Now, therefore, we are all present before God to to hear all the things commanded to you by God. So, regardless of the process, we are here before God by His own doing. So, what's a good word, Peter? The message. Consider, secondly, the message. Verses 34 down to verse 43. And then Peter opened his mouth and said, "In truth, I perceive that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, whoever fears Him and works righteousness is accepted by Him. The word which God sent to the children of Israel, preaching peace through Jesus Christ, He is Lord of all. That word you know, which was proclaimed throughout all Judea, and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they killed by hanging on a tree. Him God raised up on the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but to witnesses chosen before by God, even to us who ate and drank with him after he arose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that it is he who was ordained by God to be judge of the living and the dead. To him all the prophets witness that through his name whoever believes in him will receive remission of sins." He said, "In truth I perceive that God shows no partiality." God does not discriminate racially. Cornelius' devoutness resulted in good works. Grace will produce good works. God doesn't discriminate regarding sin. Romans chapter 2, verses 9 to 11. Tribulation and anguish on every soul of man who does evil, of the Jew first and also of the Greek. But glory, honor, and peace to everyone who works what is good, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For there is no partiality with God. God is an impartial judge who deals with a man regarding what is done, both good and bad. The good news is that there is peace through Jesus Christ. Verse 36, "The word which God sent to the children of Israel, preaching peace through Jesus Christ, He is Lord of all." When Jesus is Lord, cultural prejudice is ended. Freedom between believers, there are no barriers. Notice in verse 37 and 38 how the Lord's ministry work is done publicly and not undercover. That word you know, which was proclaimed throughout all Judea and began from Galilee, from the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil. For God was with him. It is a witness. It's a witness. It's for a witness. That's why they were all there. Cornelius invited all his family and friends to make it an event. Notice what happened next. Peter was about to add the weight of the prophets to his message when the Holy Spirit moved. Verse 43. "To him all the prophets witness that through his name, whoever believes in him will receive remission of sins." And verse 44 states, "While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who heard the word." Wow. God wouldn't even let Peter finish the witness. Peter's going to add more and more to argue the points of the message. And right in the middle of him bringing in the prophets to the witness, the Holy Spirit falls. And everyone who heard received the Spirit. Praise God. And you have a great day.